Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my econ? How's everybody doing? Hope y'all call into the show and everything, get a chance to listen to it later. All right, we amped to advance this week so we could get these games in sooner than later. I want to advance the week so I can see this game be played. What I said was my Super Bowl preview, which would be the Browns versus the Seahawks, and I think that is by far probably going to be the game of the year. So let me see. They do play next week. So faster we can get these games in, everybody, faster we can advance. I got our first caller calling in from 937 area code. Who we got calling in?
It's your boy Rome, man. What's going on?
What's going on, Rome? How you doing? We're just talking about game of the week. Well, I want to say game of the season. Like I said, what my Super Bowl preview was originally was the Browns versus the Seahawks. The AFC's best versus the NFC's best. So I'm really trying to get these dudes to get their games in so we could advance sooner than later. And most of us will probably try to catch that game on Twitch or something.
Oh, okay.
So, well, what's your take on that game, Rome?
Oh, man, I don't know too much about the Browns coach. I do know Seattle coach from our old league, and he definitely got skills. He's the number one team. Can't go against the number one team, but when you got the number two team, I mean, you're right there. So it's a pick'em game, but if I was a bet man, I would go with Seattle just because he's number one and he's been the most dominant, but the Browns haven't become number two for no reason. So should be a good game, and this will show where both teams are at and what's the gap between number one and the rest of the field, or one versus two. So we'll see.
All right. We got our second caller calling in from 860. Who's dialing in? I'm sorry. Who's dialing in for 860?
Dolphins.
Oh, what's going on, Dolphins? How you doing? Me and Rome were just talking about that big Seattle versus Cleveland matchup. Number one team versus our number two team. So, yeah, what's your intake on that game, brother?
Yeah, I caught the tail end of that little talk. But I think the Browns might sneak it out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Unless Russell Wilson just wants to drop another 8 touchdowns, then I don't see that happening.
Personally, man, I want to say my prediction for that game would probably be, I'm going to go 23-27. I think Seahawks manages to gain the lead and hold it. Hold the vicious comeback from the Browns and edge them out 27-23. That's going to be my prediction on that game. So the faster we can get some of these remaining games in, faster we can advance. So what's going on, Rome? What game are you coming off of?
Oh, man, we just lost to the Jaguars. Pretty good game. Our team is still battling. Still getting adjusted to this Xbox One, so I'm pretty confident in what we want to do and what we will do from next season. So season one is just a learning curve for us, and come next season, we're going to be ready. But we got 3 games left against Texans, Dolphins, and Titans, and like any other game, we're going to try to win every game and give our best, and whatever happens, happens. If we're supposed to win, we're supposed to. If we lose, everything's about respect with me. If they beat me fair and square, I'm good with that. I just want a fair game, and with all of the 3 teams that I'm playing next, all good coaches, so I know I won't have no problems.
All right. Dolphins, you're coming off a huge win against them Giants, man. What happened in that game, brother?
Just got lucky. I just made more plays than he did.
Oh, man, I've seen a fourth quarter comeback, man.
Yeah, I needed it. I'm going to need the rest of the season to go that way.
And I want to say next up you have the Chargers, if I'm not mistaken. And that
yep.
is, I want to say, game of the week number two behind the Browns and the Seahawks. That's going to be a very interesting game as well. Looking forward to that game.
That's going to have a lot of playoff implications.
Yeah, for seeding. Good luck on that, man. Good luck on that. Too bad we don't have Chargers calling in. So, but good luck with that. My Titans, per se, you know, we had our rough patches earlier in the season with the big injuries to key positions, but we managed to win a few games here and there, and I'm looking to finish the season on a strong note. I just had a defensive battle against the Jets, and I just want to, I don't know, I'm trying to teach dudes about integrity, like when we play our games. Honestly, I was up, you know, two possessions, and I had a chance to return a pick six, and I picked it, took it about 15 yards, and that was it. I dived on the ground, just ran two plays, and the clock was done. You guys honestly don't need to pad the stats or, like, do anything out of the ordinary, like show sportsmanship, whether you're win, like, if you're about to lose a game, please just let it lose out. Do not quit the game. Because honestly, if, like, you lose a close game, there's a chance that forced loss is going to be big, like, possibly a terrible score to have. So I just want you guys to, yeah, keep your integrity and take your losses like a man, show sportsmanship, like a true winner, and that's really all I got on that subject right there. Next up, I have, let me see, who do I have? I have a showdown with the Patriots. So that would be your division rival, Dolphins. I think he still has yet to play this week. I haven't received any info on their game, so, you know, I'm sure me and him will be able to get our game in. He's a hold my econ code, so I know I'm pretty sure me and him will get the game in. I'm pretty sure. Let me see. I'm trying to look for another game we could talk about. We have the Panthers playing the Giants. That one's gonna be like a good one. Panthers is trying to. I'm pretty sure he has a division clinch, but he wants to move up in seeding. He's probably going to have to beat the Giants. And Darby, he's coming off a big loss to you, Dolphins. You played the Panthers, so what's your take on that game, Rome?
Panthers solid, man. Solid coach. I think we was able to do some things to him on the offensive side against his defense that he probably wasn't expecting. And then, you know, just trying to control Cam Newton, which is definitely difficult. Panthers are solid, though. So that's going to be a great game, him and the Giants. Jarvie, that's one of our coaches in our league. I don't even know who's going to win that game. If I had to bet, that's going to be a tough one. I would like to say Jarvie, but Panthers is playing solid. So I don't know. Panthers might pull that one out 27-24, but I wouldn't bet against my boy Jarvie, so I don't know.
What's your take on that game, Dolphin?
Jarvie's going to be a little bit angry from that loss, so he's going to come in and probably take care of business.
I know our Panthers, like, he wants to get noticed, and I'm telling you, these are games you got to win, man. You know, you put together some nice wins together, so. You want to show us, you know, you're one of those echelon dudes, man. You got to beat opponents like this. Especially coming off a loss, you know, Darby is going to need probably this win for, let's say, possibly exceeding. And I know the Cowboys is rooting for the Panthers in this one. That'll work into his favor. So, my prediction for that game, I'm going to go, 35-31. I think the Panthers will probably pull off an upset as well. I'm sorry, we have another calling in from 732. Who's calling in?
Hey, yo, Yo, what's good? It's the Panthers coach.
What's going on, Panthers? Oh, you just heard me talking about you right now. I got you for an upset after advance against the Giants, man. How you doing?
Oh, you got me for an upset?
I got you upsetting the Giants next week. So, like I said, I'm pretty sure you caught the tail end of like, yeah, what I was saying. So, if you want to be recognized, man, these are the games you got to win and opponents you got to beat. And I have faith in you, man. I'm pretty sure last time we went against you, you know, said you were a little bit hyped. So, you know, keep control of yourself, man. Probably be able to edge by this opponent. So. What's going on with you, man? How you doing?
Nothing, man. I just had saw. I was I wanted to get it right on time, but I was doing something in the time, so I tried to make my first radio show appearance.
That's all good, man. I'm trying to do it weekly, but you know, plans pop up and everything. So, you know, what happens, man? Whenever you're able to call in, you know, we appreciate it. I always like having new callers on the show, so. I'm glad you were able to call in. And let me see. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have a Falcons opponent for you this week. So, yeah, I'm sure you're waiting for me to advance. And,
it's cool. I understand how it go, man. It was definitely a long week, though. I was kind of anxious to play, but, you know, you're doing a good job at commish, man. You, Rome, and the other commish, for real.
I appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. Let me see. Yeah, man. Looks like you're bringing your weight with your division a little bit, so you need to stock up some wins. You know, I would say don't take your foot off the gas or anything. Keep at it, man.
Honestly, I'm just trying to do it day by day, man. This league, we got some good opponents in here. I be talking trash, but I be in tough games, though, I can't lie.
I hear one of your comments on Groomy and made me laugh when you said someone's going to end up be crying. But then again, like I said, you know it's a tough league, so you said you never know, it could be me that's crying at the end of the day. So, you know. Well, as long as you realize what the competition is, man, I mean, you know, I love the confidence, I'm not going to lie. But, yeah, that was pretty funny, brother, but that was pretty funny. Let's see. All right, Rome. So you got a winning record, so you seem to be adjusting pretty good as well. So, you know, shout out to you, man. You're picking up the game faster than I am by the looks of it.
Man, you know what? It's difficult, man. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, and then playing some of these guys who, you know, just got unbelievable talent, man. You just gotta, you know, when you're a competitor in anything, I'm a competitor. I just figure out a way, you know, to just at least be in the game or, you know, just competitive, man, because I don't like getting embarrassed. And some dudes in here will embarrass you. So, you know, you just got to play the best that you can. It's not always going to be on your side. And just like I know how to win, I know how to lose also, man. So it's a lot of tough guys in here, man, that I'm season two. I know, like I said, I'm going to be ready season two. No excuses, anything. So, but it's a lot of tough guys in this league, man. You got to be on your A game every game. There's no joke in here.
I just hope you got that kicking down, man, because I think we're
terrible, man. I got it down, though. The Chiefs gave me something to do, and I got it now. I figured it out. So I played a couple of games online yesterday, and I probably hit like 10 out of 10 extra points. So I think I got it mastered now, man. I lost a lot of points this year on extra points.
All right, Dolphins, this is your chance, man, to possibly, a bye is not out of the reach, man, but you want to make your push for 13-3, man, and further into the playoffs, man, now's your chance. So what you got going on, Dolphins?
Just trying to focus and play loose. And I'm trying not to get mad at this shit.
Yeah. Man, Madden don't do that to you, man. So you just got to remain calm and just play the game. I tell people personally, don't even worry about group me. Like, when you're playing, your main focus should be the game and only the game. I don't know how dudes can argue or anything. And
I don't know. Like, I can't do all that when I'm playing the game. Like, if, unless they pause it, that's probably the only time I'll look at it. But that's it, man. And Panthers, what else you got going on, man? Hey, Panthers, you still there?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
No, I'm just asking. Myself, what else you got going on, man?
Nothing much. I work the midnight shift, so I get off work. Seeing what's going on in the group meet. Hey, Rome, thanks for putting up the word of the day. Honestly, that keeps me going for real, for real.
No doubt, brother.
Yeah, so Rome's inspirational, man. He's going to be commissioner of the next Madden. So, you know, I want some of you guys to, like, pay attention to him now and, what he's about and how he runs things, because next league, this is probably going to be his league. I'm pretty sure I'll be one of the co-commissioners. And, I'm just letting everybody know that Rome sees the way you're acting now. Like, trust me, he's going to keep that in mind, like, when we move on to the next Madden. And so I just want everyone to keep up the integrity, continue to change your plays. That's it. I mean, other than that, we haven't had any bad subs or topics in the chat room. So I always like to keep it, G-rated. I try to, arguments, I try to stop them before they happen. Like I said, if you have something to say to someone personally, just tell them in a DM. That's it. I'd like to... I want to appreciate everyone for the birthday shout-out as well. Appreciate it. It was a fun weekend. It was, like, nice to do stuff I wanted to do, and it was nice. So, I had fun with that. And also, I want to give a shout-out to our Bills coach for knocking his first win in our league. It was against the Texans. Unfortunately, they couldn't finish the game due to a timeout. Thank you, EA servers, but, it looks like he's starting to pick it up as well. So I'm still trying to fill these last few slots. I currently have a dude DMing me on GroupMe right now who's possibly going to be our next coach, so I'll probably get him added, and I'm still in the process of finding a Falcons coach and an active Bears coach. So if anyone could give me a hand, I'd really appreciate it. We're about into the off season, so I'm pretty sure that some dudes are probably most interested. So, I currently did the show for 30 minutes. We've been on for 18. So, Rome, you got anything else you want to enlighten us with?
Yeah, one of the things is that for many of us, we all from different backgrounds, different environments, and as we chat every day, we definitely promote the trash talking because I think it brings excitement, and guys don't take it personal. But we just don't ever want to get to that point where we just disrespect anybody. Trash talking is cool, especially when you got to play that person and then you got to play. And then if that whoever wins, you say good game or whatever. I think we're doing a pretty good job of that. We've had some, instances, but I think we got a good group of guys that really respect each other, but that's really super competitive, and that's good. I really like that part of it. I want to say give a shout out to the Dolphins coach for always keeping a level head too, and saying some good stuff, and being one of the admin people as well. Mad shout out to the Seahawks coach for just doing what he's doing, man. I mean, game in and game out. And like I said, that kid was in our league. That brother was in our league before, and I know what he can do. So, to beat him is going to be real tough to beat him, man. Browns coach, I heard he's real good. So, and I know that Seattle dude, man. He's trying to go undefeated. I know him, and he's trying to win it all. So it's going to be a good push. And everybody, when you play him, you got to be on your A game, man. That dude can ball, for real.
For real, for real. And, like I said, I don't mind trash talk in the chat room. I don't mind it at all if it's game-related. But please keep it game-related. Please keep it game-related. I don't want to hear, no negativity. I don't even want to know what goes on in other leagues. So, Like, please just, like, keep it, like, league-related, game-related, and I don't mind at all. We have another caller calling in from 302 area code. What's going on, brother?
Hey, yo, anytime you see the 302 area code, you know it's the GOAT. I think a lot of y'all know, yo. Hey, yo, I'm out here at track practice, though, man. I appreciate what you're doing with the league, though, and everything, though, man. It's real. It's, like I said, I like it, man. I always like the econ league. That's why as soon as you guys send me the invite, man, I'll click to join. Like I said, I've known y'all guys for a couple of years. They are some good dudes. And I mean, it's a real good league. So anytime y'all throw in the league, y'all know I'm always there.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
So what's up, though? Y'all going to talk about this game of the year?
So, well, yeah, we've been wrong, man. We've been talking about it, man. I got you winning, brother, so don't let me down.
I got you, man. I heard the Browns pretty solid, though, man. So I'm going to give everything I got, man. The best player going to win.
No doubt.
Yeah, okay. I covered that as soon as the radio show started, brother. I called that as soon as the radio show started, and I honestly, okay. I gave a prediction of a score. You edging him 27-23. You know, I think you managed to get a lead. I think he comes back a little bit, but he falls just short. And I said, honestly, like you can't even study him, man, because he'll do something different against you. His adjustments are pretty solid, like I said, but, you know, by all means, man, you're number one till someone unseats you, so I got you winning that one in a very close game, brother. I got you winning that one very close, very close.
I appreciate it, man. Like I said, hopefully, I mean, everything comes through, I'm not going to let y'all down, man. Like I said, I'm not taking nothing from you, man. I'm already a good opponent, so I'm going to go ahead and full throttle.
Appreciate it. Let me see. What game are you coming off of, Seahawks? What game are you coming off of, man?
The Ravens. That was a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
I had him. He actually did a great job, man. He really came back. I had him up like 28-0, so I hit him up and asked him if I could chew the clock because, you know, I didn't want to stretch the score. But before I could start chewing the clock, though, man, I turned around. He came back. So... So, man, we was in a little battle, and then I wound up stretching it out on him, and then I just ran and cocked out after that, though. But the Ravens, though, he's definitely a good coach, man. But Rashard Perryman is by far one of the hardest receivers to stop in this game because he's just too fast.
Yeah, Ravens, he used to be in our 360, very solid guy. Like I said, I reserved his team for him. He was working. He said 70, 80 hours a week, so I'm glad, you know, it finally slowed down and he could get back into Madden, so I'm glad he's starting to play his game. He's going to be solid once he gets his fresh start season two, so it's a very tough division he is, that AFC North, so that is a very tough division that he's in, so I should have the Steelers coach finish out that division, and hopefully these dudes hopefully these dudes get their games in like this a week in advance. Like I said, I know some of these dudes didn't have opponents, and some of them forced wins. So I'm trying to advance the league. This radio show is specifically, honestly, for your guys' game, man. I'm probably really am going to quote to y'all. Just get your popcorn ready. So like, I'm looking very forward to that game.
Tell the Browns switch his game, too. Y'all can tell him he can twitch it. Like I said, I don't like twitching because I don't like people saying my plays. But he can definitely twitch it, though, so everybody can see, you know, how the game goes.
Hey, what time the lead is in?
We are advanced. Honestly, I'm waiting for a response from the Patriots and – I want to say the Texans and the Rams versus Lions. I want to say I'm waiting for a few people to DM me, and if I got nothing, then I'm gonna advance it sooner than later. It's probably not gonna be too long from now. So yeah, don't sweat it.
Okay, all right, cool. But all right, though, I'm about to go back to this track practice, though. Rome, Titans. Tony, all y'all, man, definitely wish y'all the best, yo. Appreciate it. Like I said, I only came over here to show y'all some love real quick. So I'm going to go ahead and get back to the Cypress Dome. I'm going to talk to y'all, though. Y'all be safe. I'll holler at y'all in the chat.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right, man. Peace out.
Yes, sir. All right, take it easy.
All right. So it says the Panthers call has dropped. I don't know if he hung up or if he lost signal. So, see, we got about 4.5 minutes, Rome. You got anything you want to say? Or?
Yeah, man. The Dolphins, man, he's doing a good. He's a quiet assassin, man. His record, his out, man. He's just getting through, not really saying too much, getting his wins. Letting them know that that division is his. But, yeah, man, he's one of the elite coaches too, man. So, mad props to the Dolphins, man. Keep doing your thing, brother. Just don't do it against us, man. You know what I'm saying? Just don't do it against us. And I wish you the best, man. Nah, he's a solid dude. I scrimmaged him, and he plays solid, man. That's what I like. I like guys that play solid. So, good luck come postseason, man. You know, keep being a positive person. And, you know, let's just continue to make this league better, man. That's all I got.
Yeah, just to touch on that, Rome, I saw back when I was back on Hood, I would always tell him, like, you know, like what was going on in our league. And I said how me and you were both in a division race and how we squared off week 17. Like, I told him every part about it. And I would send him the link to the radio shows, and he was into it, so... That once I bought Madden for the blind, I'm like, you know what, you know, like let's try to duplicate that. And I appreciate you helping me get this league started. You know, I appreciate all the former my econ coaches joining. You know, whether you were in the league when I was in it or before. You know, I appreciate you guys joining and getting me solid dudes in here. So I hope this league lasts a few seasons before next Madden comes out. That's why I did it 3-day advance. You know, sooner than later. So. I just hope everyone stays active, you know, after the NFL draft, you know, going into season two. So looking forward to have this, you know, league keep going till, I want to say, till next Madden comes out. So what you got, Dolphins?
Man, I'm just like a sleeping giant over here. I appreciate all the confidence and the votes, but yeah, can't do much if Madden doesn't want you to win. Madden's always got the final say on that.
Sometimes you just got to control your own destiny or do what you can, man. I say good luck on that game against the Chargers. And, man, we have some very tough games. Like I said, I didn't want no one to, you know, feel disrespected about the, you know, the Elite Eight, even though I posted 9 teams. There's a lot of those 9, like, top 11 teams. I'm sorry, top 11. Top 8 teams that are playing each other, one another, over these next few weeks. So that is subject to change. We have, like, number 1 playing the 2. We have Chiefs playing the Chargers pretty soon. Or no, I'm sorry, they just played. And, yeah, you just upset the Giants as well, Dolphins. So, like I said, that is subject.
You breaking up.
I think we lost them.
Titans, you still there? You broke up. I don't know how much time is left. I think it's like...
only a minute left, give or take.
Yeah, so we'll close it out for them, man. Everybody in the league, just continue to do what you do. Be positive. Be a good coach and just do the right thing, man. And just play with integrity all the time, no matter what happens. Always play with integrity, man. So with that being said, we are out on a radio station. And Dolphins, good luck, man. Be easy.
All right, you too, man. See you later, everyone. Right,